Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can feel it. Something is off. Things are getting stranger by the day. Just a coincidence, or is something more sinister happening right under our noses?
We want to warn you now, this next story is disturbing.
Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally, than physically, to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
I would like to reduce the number of people on the planet because there's too many of us. It's a planet of finite resources, and we're using them up.
First, we've got population. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
The true ruling elite are a death cult. Cure evil. The elite are extremely wealthy. They have more money than you can think of. So why would they want even more money, even more control? It's because they use their wealth and power to execute their agenda, to live out their evil. If you think this is just conspiracy theory, think again. Look around you. Everything benefits them and not humanity. The globalists have a religion. To the public, it's sold as climate change or the global crisis. What is the basis of the climate change agenda? It's population control. It's depopulation. The elite look at us as parasites that need to be controlled and killed. There is an unelected network that controls what the public sees. Plausible deniability is their cover. They are playing dumb on every level to gaslight us. The same agendas throughout history are presented differently with the same goals. The elite are becoming restless and are now out in the open with who they really are. Corruption in the government is just the tip of the iceberg. The upper echelon at the top have an anti-human agenda. Threats of world war, but behind the scene, it's more about control and backdoor dealings between world governments. The open border, drug trafficking, human trafficking is covered up and controlled by our own government. It's deeper than that. There is a reason why most of these corruption networks never get shut down. These anti-humanists control mostly everything. You'd be shocked to know what the people in most power positions really think of the general public. The elite's corruption network operates like prison gangs or like a mafia, but on a larger scale. Blackmail, controllers, handlers, money laundering. If you want to stay rich and powerful, you'll have to do their dirty work. They have their hands in everything. A lot of these players simply love the spotlight. Most of the celebrities, politicians, CEOs love the fame and fortune. But the ones at the top of these groups are completely evil. Many become unwillingly controlled by signing on into the club without knowing what they are actually involved with behind the scenes. Most of humanity is asleep and distracted by meaninglessness. The elite are warning us of a cyber attack, also known as a digital 9/11 event. The economy would collapse if we suffered an internet shutdown. The modern power grid relies on the internet to coordinate power plants. Without it, each country's national grid will become unbalanced, and local outages escalate into a blackout for most of the world. A society slipping into chaos will allow the elite to reset and rebuild a world for themselves. There will be events leading up to a total collapse, domestic terror attacks, biological attacks, world wars. With each event, more and more control is gained. Time is running out. If society suffers from any of these trigger events, there might be no turning back. Humanity is at the crossroads. This is happening right now. We need to reject the global agenda and know who the world rulers really are and what they are up to. The fight for humanity.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com. There are 287 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 26 seconds to the most important election in world history. A referendum on nationalism, freedom, capitalism, security, or a tyrannical world government literally waging war against humanity. The battle is now. I cannot come up with words enough to hype how epic the historical crossroads we're at right now is. You don't need me to tell you. You know it. We've come so far in this fight against the globalists. All right, listen. We have the biggest news yet from the Darien Gap, where the communist Chinese are officially building highways and bridges out of South America into Panama, where they're also financing with State Department money, with the Chi-Coms, gigantic illegal alien gathering centers, UN refugee camps. There are already huge ones down there, but Yon has now flown more drones in the last few days over it. He shot the video you see here. And these facilities are bigger than the Gigantor ones in South Texas on the border. I mean, we're talking football field after football field after football field of giant white tents. And you can see all the earth-moving equipment building more. This is a military attack on America, with a giant population who will vote the way they want and be a permanent underclass. This is insane. And so we watch these congressional hearings, and you rarely hear about the UN facilities and the NGOs. And then, God love Veritas and others, they'll go and show the NGOs and say, breaking, NGOs discovered. NGOs discovered. I mean, I know that makes people tune in. Oh, it's discovered. It's like New York City discovered or Austin, Texas discovered. It's the same UN NGOs that run the invasion of Europe and built the giant illegal alien camps out of the Middle East and out of Africa into Europe are the ones running these. We have the names. We know the groups. Michael Yon joins us today, fresh out of the jungle, to break this down from Central America, from his hotel room. And he's got a lot of raw footage he's sending us that hasn't even been seen yet. That is in the third hour today. We have Dr. Darren Beatty popping in at the bottom of the hour on the huge unfolding, by the hour, federal pipe bomb January 6th false flag that didn't detonate event. He'll be joining us. I intend to open the phones up on a host of topics in the second hour, into the fourth hour, with the great Gerald Celente. We have obviously the huge primary in New Hampshire about to unfold. We've got all those political developments. We've got big news out of Ukraine and Russia, huge news out of the Middle East with bases, U.S. bases in Iraq being showered with ballistic missiles, injuring a bunch of U.S. forces, more ships being attacked in the Red Sea, more missiles raining down into other U.S. bases on the edge of Syria. And now Biden has announced that they're going to go ahead and go to full-scale bombing of the Houthis backed by Iran in Yemen. So things are accelerating towards World War III quite nicely. In fact, I'd say we're already in the early stages of it. I think that's fair to say. Most analysts agree with that statement. But I've got to just say this first. Oh, there's more WEF announcements about how they're going to cut the food off. And they're listing more food that's evil. And, of course, it's always the most popular stuff. Rice. Beef. Fish. Poultry. Wheat. And now, coffee. Boy, they're in the commodity. They don't want to say it's bad so they can control it and artificially sequester it so they can jack up the prices of it. It's all coming up today. But I want to go back to the theme of last night's Sunday show, where I hosted 4 to 6 p.m. as I've been doing for 16 years. The Sunday edition of this broadcast that I've been doing for 27 years. And coming up in April will be the 30th anniversary of being on air, period. Hard to believe, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll be 50 next month in just a few weeks. Time flies by when you're fighting tyranny. But I want to talk about something that is extremely positive. And I want to talk about something that is the biggest issue happening in the world today. And it's two-pronged. It's political, but it's also spiritual. And the two things are inexplicably intertwined. And so later, got a frog in my throat here. That's what happens when I forget to eat breakfast and I wolf down a breakfast taco 2 minutes before I went live. I think that should do it. And that is the fact that things aren't going the way the New World Order wanted it to go. And the globalists have explained to us exactly how they plan to have this takeover unfold. And so if we just grow up and look at their own documents and look at their own statements and look at the fact that what they said they'd do 70 years ago, they got done. And what they said they'd do 50 years ago, they got done. What they said they'd do 30 years ago, they've gotten done. And now we really don't want them to get the rest of it done, because now we're in the end game. And that means a world so hellish and so much death that it was hard to believe when it was hypothetical and it was academic and it was theoretical. But now we've been 4 years into the New World Order's operations. They always said that we'll go from beta to absolute war mode against humanity in 2020, completing the conquest and extermination of almost everyone by 2047. The world as you know it will be over, with billions dead by 2030. And you know, these are really staggering statements. But when everybody from Bill Gates to Jane Goodall to Klaus Schwab makes these statements, and then they make good on cutting off the fertilizer and make good on cutting off the food, and make good on cutting off the energy. And this is just the first phase. They say they want to cut almost all the energy off and not have it replaced by anything. We should really just focus on how horrible their operations are and how unspeakably evil they are and how ridiculously illegal and unpopular they are, so that the public finally understands the ball game they're in. And that leads to the next part. There's the political, there's the spiritual, those two major areas, but there's also how it's received. Because if they carry these operations out and aren't billed as the saviors, or if they're not casted in the role of the saviors, they will all be destroyed long before they implement it. So they must be in the position of the guardians of the earth while they kill it. They must be in position of the guardians of the nation states while they destroy it. They've got to be the guardians of peace while they annihilate it. And I know for most listeners, you're like, yeah, we've heard this 5,000 times. Yeah, but you haven't heard this now dozens of times I know of in the last week of the Davos meeting, with world leaders openly saying this to the bankers who run the operation. And then political leaders around.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And throw it off the edge of a 10,000-foot cliff, it's going to break its back and die. And so I've used the analogy of not us even fighting the heads of the Hydra, but us just as a mass running headlong, billions of us, that's a giant wave, 1,000 times bigger than the New World Order Hydra. He looks real big until you pull back and see us. We're a giant wave, and all we got to do is crash into the Hydra that's on the edge of a cliff, and it will go over. Here's the thing, though. We don't even need 10% of the wave to hit. Because, yeah, those that do this will go over with the globalist over the edge of the cliff. Not spiritually, but physically. A lot of us have to still understand that in this next phase, this is a kamikaze operation. We don't want to wait till things get so bad that the whole wave hits them, because then the wave's going off the edge of the cliff, because the globalist plan would have been so far progressed, we will fall with them. It's up to us, the men, the serious men and women that wish to join us, to understand that we're all going to die and be destroyed if we don't turn this around quickly. And so we're going to have to go head up against it right now so the women and children survive. And that's what this really comes down to at the end of the day. And I know it's epic and it sounds like a movie or it sounds like Hollywood, but all those archetypes and the hero of 1,000 faces comes from experiences and things that have happened over and over and over again in history. And so we're at that major turning point. We're at that major event horizon right now. And I've already gone past the point of no return. And I hope you realize that if the general public doesn't get behind men like me, and if we don't get behind people like Tucker Carlson and President Trump and Elon Musk, and none of these people are perfect, but I know I believe in a pro-human future. I don't believe in depopulation. Neither does Donald Trump, neither does Elon Musk, neither does Tucker Carlson. That if you don't get behind us, you are suicidal. You're crazy. But I just want listeners to let that burn in. This isn't just some flavor of politics. This show isn't just some interesting novelty. If you go back 25 years ago, or 10 years ago, or 5 years ago, when you listen to this show, you'll think this guy's a time traveler. I'm not. The enemy has a frickin' blueprint, okay? So it's like if they were destroying part of a city and building a new city there, and I had the blueprint, and I went to people and said, okay, in a couple of years, they're going to bulldozer all this, and they're going to build a building here and there, and people don't know what blueprints are. I get this fictional world I'm talking about, and they think you're a weirdo, but they suddenly see the bulldozers show up, and over the next few years, it all gets destroyed, and they build a new city. Later, they're like, he's magic. He knew they were going to do this. No, I'm not magic. And that's the most frustrating part about this is people either say I'm psychic, and everybody's psychic to a certain extent, or I'm being get secret information. It's not secret, ladies and gentlemen. So I got all this news to hit, and we're going to hit it. But if you missed last night's show, particularly the first hour, the first hour was Roger. So I really hit it the second hour, excuse me. The second hour, we did a good job of explaining this, and I went over a bunch of Davos clips, and it was very, very important. So this is a big deal. And we're covering the heart of the Hydra here. We're covering what it is, what its plans are, what it's doing, how to stop it. It's like I go on X every day and I'm, here's this UN treaty. Here's the UN land grab. Here's how they're doing it. Here's how the State Department funds the NGOs with the Communist Chinese to build the refugee centers. And they're building roads from South America all the way up to Mexico and into the United States. We need to cut the State Department money. And then I see the deranged comments, not all of them, but a portion of them, of awake people, but not fully awake, going, why don't you tell us it's the Catholics? Why don't you tell us it's the Jews? Or why don't you tell us it's the, you know, the Masons or whatever? And sure, there's globalists in all those groups, but I'm like, here's the legislation, here's the executive order, here's the UN funding, here's the treaty, here's video of where these bases are, here's the roads, call Congress, get them to cut the funding. Like, I'm trying to do real world stuff. And I know it's fun to kind of stay in the 1980s, 1990s, oh, look, the CERN symbols, three sixes. Yeah, I know, they're openly devil worshippers. I'll cover that later. They're openly saying it now. They're not hiding it in symbols anymore. And so, but again, we can cut the money off from these guys. But once they get their cashless society in, once they get their social credit score in, it's going to be much harder to turn this around. And the Bible tells us that the system takes a long time to get in place. It finally gets in place. But there's so much opposition to it that it only lasts a very short time. Only a few years. And you can say, well, that's just the Bible. Well, how did it predict that? That is divine. Or you can say, if you're from the satanic perspective, oh, it's predictive programming or it's self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, regardless of what you think, it's being used as a blueprint of control. And you look at it and you're like, yeah, you can see them getting a world cashless society. And you can see them setting all this up. And then it's going to blow up. It's never going to work. It's designed from the get-go to make people obsolete and make us turn against each other. And again, the globalists through each phase of the crises, one opposes the referee and the warden of the prison fight. But if we understand how they're running the show, they won't get away with it. So bottom line, this is a test. And we're not meant to just sit here and watch this happen to our children and other children. We're not just supposed to sit here and go, oh, the New World Order is too big. It's too powerful. Satan's too powerful. Our God is infinity more powerful than Satan. And you can say, well, Satan doesn't exist. Look around you at people doing evil, even when it hurts them, because it's the desire of their heart and of their father, the devil. So whether you believe in that entity or not, that the spirit, the manifestation of it, it's a real thing in action. And so this world is already going through incredible crisis. If you live in the West, crime's up. You don't have as much money. There's problems. Mental illness exploding. Suicide, death. Cancer exploding. Life expectancy's going down. In the third world, last time the UN put numbers out 5-6 months ago, they admitted 80-plus million people have starved to death because of the lockdowns. They say because of the virus and the response to it. No, it was by their fear-mongering. Where's the news coverage of that? Just a footnote. Oh, the UN needs more money. The last 4 years, 80-something million extra people starved to death because there was no jobs and no food. See, a lockdown here, you just exhaust your bank account. Maybe lose your house. A lockdown in the third world means you starve to death. And then the very NGOs that call for the lockdowns go, oh, give us money. The third world starving to death. And again, I can sit here and cover all the new news and all the new clips and cover all this other interesting, you know, heads of the Hydras or whiskers on the Hydras or a tooth on the Hydra or a wart on the Hydra's head. And we can attack the wart and we can, you know, we can attack a speck in its eye and we can stab them in the face all we want. And you stab a Hydra and blood sprays out and flails around and you bring down one of these people politically, but they just sprouts one more. You got to get into the guts of it, and you got to run your sword into the guts. You got to get it into that heart. That's an analogy, media. I'm not saying any Hydras were harmed in this segment. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. But the globalists, their narrative is not working. Everybody knows it's them. They are screwed, but they're still going to go through with it.
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future.
Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, next hour, I'm going to plunge into the globalists making more announcements about all the food and commodities they're going to cut off, including coffee, to save the planet. We've got the big news, obviously, on the New Hampshire primary coming up tomorrow. We've got massive military news and so much more. And I'm going to get more into the globalists in their own publication saying, we're done, we're being destroyed, everyone hates us. Oh, you haven't figured it out yet? That I've seen videos on Instagram with 40 million views, and you've got hundreds of thousands of comments, and I can't find one that doesn't hate Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order. Yeah, you guys are screwed. Roger Stone talked about it yesterday on air. Everywhere he goes, everybody just loves him. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young. He used to get tons of hate. Same with me. In the last year and a half, I think I've been yelled at twice. Used to happen every time I went out in public. This is a big deal, folks. And world leaders confronting the globalists and saying they're criminals to their faces last week. But they need to gain the world's trust back. Now, they're not going to give up, though. They're going to stage crises, launch wars. They're trying to launch a race war here in America. They've got the Fed front running around to create this illusion of mask right-wing supremacists out there. And somebody who's been all over this, probably more than anybody, is Dr. Darren J. Beatty. He's, of course, speechwriter and advisor to President Trump, Revolver.News, former professor of political science at Duke University, and he served the first Trump White House, probably be back in the second. And he has been at the tip of the spear on January 6th, and a lot of the research Tucker Carlson's used and others have used has really proven to be very accurate. And now the pipe bomb, we now learn, is identical to training pipe bombs. They manipulated the footage. There's a lot here, and we learn more every day since this story really exploded last week, pun intended. So, Doctor, thank you for joining us. Please give us the latest on this.
Well, it's great to be back with you. And, you know, we've been on this beat from the beginning, and I commend you for being there with us from the beginning, because now as this story is about to blow up, you know, there's an amazing push to damage control. But I think the regime understands that it can't be entirely contained at this point. There's a whole universe of investigation that we created related to the pipe bomb over the course of years of major groundbreaking reports. But this latest breakthrough comes courtesy of a Capitol Police video. Now, there have been a lot of talk about, oh, the Capitol Police footage, and the new speaker had promised to release the full 40,000 hours, but initially released something like 90. And there was all this talk about it of, you know, the Capitol Police or the flashbangs and this or that. And my attitude toward the released footage has always been, it's very useful in terms of reinforcing our existing understanding that we have footage of the Capitol Police aggravating the crowds and flash bombing the crowds. But we already knew that. There are already footage like that. We have footage of Capitol Police letting people into the Capitol. Scandalous, but we already knew that. There was already footage of that. There's one piece of footage, however, that till recently went largely unnoticed, that comes courtesy of Thomas Massie, which I think amounts to a true breakthrough in the pipe bomb case, and the regime is freaking out about. And that is a brief 7-minute clip from the Capitol Police surveillance footage. They were so reluctant to release this, by the way. It took a tremendous amount of pressure, and ultimately Kevin McCarthy, under a tremendous amount of pressure, had to force the Capitol Police to release the 7-minute clip. So here it is, and this is the clip that's the subject of a mega viral thread and that I contextualize in a really bombshell piece on Revolver.News. And so I'll walk your audience through it a little bit. So it starts out, and I see you guys are a little bit ahead of me on the B-roll, so I don't know if you can start from the beginning.
We'll start from the beginning in a minute, but explain to people why this is so big. And again, the response of the panic shows you where there's smoke, there's fire, just like they would try to sue anybody. We're talking about Seth Rich, and now we know there was a cover-up in that. So they are very afraid of this, just like we saw around Ray Epps.
Absolutely. I mean, I've always said, based on our research, there's the, you know, two smoking guns of the Fed's erection. One is Ray Epps, the other is the pipe bomb. And incidentally, these two stories, as the pipe bomb story unfolds and unravels with finality, the Ray Epps story and the pipe bomb story will converge. Perhaps not necessarily with Ray Epps himself, but the story of that initial attack on the west perimeter of the Capitol by the Peace Monument at 12:53, that story will converge with the pipe bomb story, because one of the smoking guns of the pipe bomb story, which we've reported on extensively for years, is the remarkably coincidental timing of the pipe bomb's discovery. The first pipe bomb was discovered allegedly by a random pedestrian behind a trash can in a back alley by the Capitol Hill Club. It was discovered at 12:40 p.m. with 20 minutes left on the dial. So set up precisely as to convey the impression it's going off at 1, which is when the certification proceeding was to begin. The person who discovered that first pipe bomb called it in, and the Capitol Police began responding at 12:50. That's 3 minutes before the Ray Epps breach on the West Perimeter. That iconic footage by the bike rack where Ray Epps is whispering in a guy's ear, that occurred at 12:53. Capitol Police began responding to the first pipe bomb at 12:50. 3 minute time span. And then, as we see in this new footage, which is footage of the DNC bomb being discovered, this begins at 1:05. So, scarcely 15 minutes after that first pipe bomb is discovered, the second one is discovered in a video that I'll explain shortly. But
and for those that are missing it, for Democrats that are tuned in, I understand they have low IQs, I'm serious. This shows coordination. It's all been coordinated for that time.
Well, Alex, let me tell you this. The timing was so profoundly, the synchronicity was so profoundly striking that the publicly endorsed theory by then head of the Capitol Police, Steve Sund, was that the pipe bombs were never intended to go off, but rather they were implanted in order to divert resources from that West Perimeter attack on the Capitol. Which is a plausible theory, especially because, again, another bombshell report from a long time ago, we showed that there were mechanical timers equipped on these pipe bombs. These pipe bombs were planted the evening before, between 8 and 9 p.m.
Yeah. For those who don't know, an egg timer isn't digital, so it only is an hour long. So, again, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. And due to the National Forensics Explosive Report, there's no remote detonation capability. So if the person actually intended for the bomb to go off, it would have gone off at most an hour after being planted. So around 9 p.m. in a back alley would be a total dud, totally meaningless. So the theory that these were planted as a diversion corresponds with the mechanical timer issue and also, most strikingly, with the timing of their discovery. What are the chances that these pipe bombs are sitting around, the DNC one sitting around for 17 hours, the RNC one for 16 hours, undiscovered, and then magically both are discovered within a 15-minute window of the initial attack on the Capitol and certification proceeding? There's simply no way that that's a coincidence. The only problem is, if these were planted as an intended diversion, how did the pipe bomber count on, one, a random pedestrian, and two, a plainclothes Capitol Police officer? How did he count on these people discovering the bomb within a 15-minute time frame that corresponds to that attack?
And then you talk about the version, and we'll get to that.
That question I will leave as an exercise for the reader. So now let's go to the video footage that is so explosive, and even as a self-contained matter, the footage is remarkable. So the footage begins at around 1:05, again, scarcely 15 minutes after the first one was discovered, where an individual with a backpack comes into frame and walks over to a Metro PD SUV. Now, both the Metro PD SUV and the black SUV are part of Kamala Harris's protection detail in the Secret Service. Kamala Harris, then VP-elect, was in the building, the DNC building at the time. So here's.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kamala Harris is one of the most politically opportunistic creatures on this planet. Why on earth would Kamala Harris forego the opportunity to milk politically the fact that she was within a hair's width of losing her life to this ostensible MAGA hype?
And stop right there. We're going to go back to this, but let me just add context to back you up. How many Democrats like AOC and others got caught lying, saying they were in the Capitol and were scared and almost got killed in fear for their lives when they were in office buildings down the road? So here she is with an actual pipe bomb right up at the window where she's at, and they don't want this out for some reason. That is another big thing here that doesn't make sense.
It's simply inexplicable. It does not lend itself to an innocent explanation. Think furthermore, you know, you've made a big deal about this, and rightly so. Think about Joe Biden's big speech on the third anniversary of January 6th. Imagine him foregoing the opportunity to mention that his vice president almost lost her life to the pipe bomb. Why would he neglect to mention that? The truth has to be so dark and so damning and so embarrassing for them to cover it up when it goes completely against their political interests. And it's not as though they moved on from January 6th. Biden gave this huge speech on the 3rd.
They're running on Trump's the dictator. They're planning a takeover. They're going to have martial law. They're going to kill us all. Let me ask you this, doctor, and finish up other points on this, but larger picture. Then we move into speculation. What do you think really went on? What was supposed to happen? Why are they always never wanting to talk about the pipe bomb? I mean, I guess we're forced to speculate, but clearly something's being covered up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear a cover-up. I am 100% certain this is a cover-up. This is a phony operation. And, you know, usually these things, we get to the point where any reasonable in person digesting information in good faith comes to an obvious conclusion. And I think that's where we are based on our extensive reporting on Ray Epps. But in this case, in the pipe bomb case, I think we're actually going to get the smoking gun. We are so close. We are one step removed from actually getting the smoking gun, and then they're going to be in full damage control
mode. You mean the smoking gun? The smoking gun that they or somebody who's close to them planted. I think it's clear they know it. It's all a setup. You can see the body language.
And the thing is, one other thing, Alex. When this happens, I guarantee you, the feds, the people responsible for this operation, they are scrambling and brainstorming right now to think about how they can maximize damage control. Number one, by feeding the final steps of this story to more domesticated journalists so Revolver News doesn't get credit because they don't want to lend legitimacy to us, because then the next thing we cover can't be ignored and they can't dismiss it as conspiracy theory. So they're going to try to launder this story to a more friendly or domesticated media source because it's going to come out inevitably.
Sure, sure. Look, Doc, we only have a few minutes left. So I totally agree with you, but you don't like to speculate. But we know it's clearly a FBI training device. They clearly act like it's no big deal for a long time, then suddenly put on a kabuki theater for about Harris covers up, she's in the building. Somehow she was going to be written into the narrative that somebody tried to go after her, but for some reason they decided not to go with that. So we're having to speculate now. But you say it's about to break. A, what is about to break? And then speculating or talking to a lot of smart people that you do, there's also a lot of whistleblowers. Do we know what the narrative was?
Well, you know, truthfully, I am disinclined to speculate just because we're so close. I want to stick with what's rock solid. But I can say with absolute confidence, this was an op. They're now at, they know that this has reached escape velocity. The thread that I did on this is like 11.5 million views. We did an interview with Tucker concurrently with that, with millions of views. This is an escape velocity. And this latest video is so damning that, you know, at the very least, they have to explain the flagrant violation of protocol for these Secret Service agents doing nothing while children walk by the bomb. And, you know, there has to be an explanation.
Sure. What they're dreading is congressional hearings, just like Ray Epps became a major point. This is about to become an explanation.
I want to squeeze in one final point in there, because the core strategy of their damage control is going to be to cordon off the pipe bomb story, which is going to be a huge scandal in its own right, but they're going to try to cordon that off to prevent it from metastasizing narratively into other dimensions January 6th. But they cannot do that because of the perfect synchronicity between the timing of the pipe bomb's discovery and that initial breach on the Capitol by the Peace Monument. When it's exposed that finally that the pipe bomb thing was an op, it will necessarily follow. The next domino necessarily is that Peace Monument breach was a Fed op in precisely the way that we described in our now classic piece called Meet Ray Epps Part 2. These two stories are going to converge.
We have a few minutes left.
There's nothing the regime can do about it.
A few minutes left. When do you expect this? Because it's already been exploding. Again, no pun intended, but it is exploding. Obviously, Ray Epps, so much pressure. They have to charge him. Then no prison time when he's there coordinating way more than anybody else. And then people that did nothing get 20 years. He's there saying, I coordinated it. Go in, go in, go in, ramming signs into people. And he gets no jail time.
Absolutely. I mean, they're desperately trying to tie up the loose ends there. And so, you know, when we see it, we say no jail time. They waited, you know, almost 3 years to charge him with anything. And whereas he was one of the first people put on the FBI's most wanted list. So they think the people are so dumb that even if they give him a misdemeanor charge, a phony misdemeanor wrist slap charge 3 years after January 6th and don't give him any jail time, they think they're refuting us by saying, oh, look, see, you said he was a Fed because we didn't charge him. Well, he finally got a misdemeanor charge. I guess you guys are debunked. I guess you guys are conspiracy theorists now because, you know, we finally charged him with a misdemeanor.
And you predicted when he got charged that it would be no time spent.
Yeah, well, but even if there was time spent, it wouldn't change the fundamental analysis. What's out there is out there. So no matter what they have done, it's like they can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. The Ray Epps story is already out there, and there's no explanation for, you know, the full range of things that we've put forth to the public year for years now. Like, a misdemeanor charge, even sure, if they did give him 6 months, wouldn't have explained.
All right, we only got about a minute left. Thanks for the time. Revolver.news, amazing work. You've been just over the target for years. In 30, 40 seconds, what's the time frame? You obviously know a lot more. You're not saying on air. I've got some of the same intel coming in, and obviously we shouldn't go too far. Just let it naturally come out. But they're definitely scared of this. Well, what's the timetable here?
Well, I couldn't say specifically, but I suspect this will all unravel in the coming couple months, maybe even sooner.
What I've heard is there's whistleblowers about to come out.
Well, you know, there are a lot of whistleblowers of different varieties, and some have accurate information, some don't, unfortunately. And sometimes that's malicious. Sometimes it's just, you know, a well-intentioned mistake. And so I think it's really important to severely vet any information coming out, because, again, as part of the limited hangout, as part of the damage control strategy, oftentimes the government will give sort of fake or half fake information to people or whistleblowers to serve to discredit the story. Sure. When certain aspects are shown to be false. So we all need to be very careful and severely evaluate and vet information coming out in the next couple months.
I totally agree. But in summation, of all the different federal operations and operatives, that, you know, too many to count, they admitted in federal court, too many operatives to count, while the FBI director tried to deny it. This is going to be cut and dry, the feds trying to do some nasty stuff, and they're in a lot of trouble, and that's good. Dr. Beeney, thank you so much.
Indeed. Thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to start the next hour and come back and get into the latest WF videos that are so insane. They're coming for your food. They're coming for your coffee. It's just not just your gas-powered stoves and everything else. We're going to be hitting it all next hour. I'm going to be opening the phones up. Michael Young joins us from Panama with the most shocking information yet. They're building giant highways in, roads, bridges, huge UN camps. Remember, we're funded by you, so we try to bring you products that really work, that are great, so that when you order them, you see how great they are and reorder. Most people that buy our products reorder them. The problem is the majority of viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products. Books, films, T-shirts, highly rated water filtration systems, the lowest prices. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're selling out of our first run of this. Methylfolate, next level foundational energy with B-complex. We don't know what methylfolate does. You need to learn about methylfolate at InfoWarsStore.com. Next level foundational energy. Got some other big specials as well. And please don't forget our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. It's just one word, DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com has all those great silver products that have not been available for so long at InfoWarsStore.com are now available exclusively at DrJonesNaturals.com. No space, just DrJonesNaturals.com. More than 50 great products, many of them not available at InfoWarsStore.com, but it supports the broadcast as well. DrJonesNaturals.com, and they have the amazing Nano Silver Toothpaste sold out for so long, back in stock, the original Super Blue Non-Fluoride Toothpaste.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.